With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks at the White House this afternoon. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a preview.
This will be Netanyahu's second visit during Donald Trump's second term, but he's the first foreign leader to see the president since last week's global tariffs announcement. Israel was slapped with a 17% tariff rate by the U.S., which is Israel's largest trading partner. The two leaders are also expected to discuss other Mideast issues, including the war in Gaza and Iran's nuclear activity. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com. Flooding has worsened across the U.S. South and Midwest, threatening communities already waterlogged and badly damaged by days of heavy rain and storms that have killed at least 20 people. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Jarvis in Kentucky says the flooding in Frankfort is extremely dangerous and folks were told to leave.
If they didn't leave certain areas of the Frankfort, that they would be trapped for a couple of days because their access in and out of their particular part of the town would be cut off for a while until the water receded. But yeah, water's coming into homes and businesses.
Forecasters warn that flooding could persist for days, especially in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama. President Trump defending his tariff policy, especially toward China, saying the trade imbalance between the world's two largest economies must be redressed. Last week, he put an additional 34% tariff on Chinese goods. The president has been clear. He says he is working to restore the United States' industrial base. He's been taking steps to do that. Many of those steps have involved the tariffs intended to balance trade. This is SRN News. A British pro-lifer is convicted.
64-year-old Livia Tosicki Bolt stood silently outside an abortion clinic in Bournemouth holding a sign that read, "Here to talk if you want." But that was enough to get her arrested for violating England's new buffer zone law that bars any pro-life expression within 500 feet of a clinic. Bolt has now been convicted in order to pay £20,000 in court costs. Pro-life advocates say the buffer zones are a clear violation of free speech and religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying that the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NEA just last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of the First Amendment. This is SRN News. A tradition continues this past weekend at the White House.
In keeping with tradition, First Lady Melania Trump invited visitors to the White House grounds over the weekend to view the gardens in early bloom. Guests can get a tour of the Flower Garden, the Rose Garden, the Jackie Kennedy Garden, the Kitchen and Cutting Garden, and the Children's Garden. The White House grounds hold the oldest continually maintained landscape in the U.S. Placed throughout the gardens are photos of First Lady Melania Trump and President Trump, along with photos of previous first families. The garden tour is separate from the White House tour. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. traveling to the epicenter of Texas measles outbreak after a second school-aged child who was not vaccinated died from a measles-related illness. An adult in New Mexico who was unvaccinated became the second death in March. Kennedy said in a social media post Sunday he is in Gaines County, Texas, to comfort the children's families. More details at SRNnews.com.